Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to Deep Focus, Deep Focus, Deep Focus.
They're going to wait the Palestinians out.
Just as with the Kennedy assassination, most of the details don't really add up.
3% of Americans are employers. The other 97% of us are not.
They're all greedy thugs.
What is there for these troops to do other than kill more people?
I'm not sure it's going to quite work out that way in the next few years, but that's certainly the goal.
If you're going to fight for your survival, then you do what you have to do.
He whispered to me, he says, you know, you got to come home or else you're dead.
Israelis would simply not be able to stand the chance. And as a result, the U.S. has massive leverage.
Unsourced, unverified, Steele dossier and Brennan's whatever conversation, but they suppressed that.
I didn't see the sun for about 70 days.
But your job is to keep alive. Keep alive with honor.
And then it came over this field and it lit up the field like daylight.
I really would like to make a go at this fiction thing. I mean, I was pretty into it.
Think of all the little girls who could have been saved.
Everything is possible, John, and I think Charlie Kirk's legacy was just that.
One day soon, everybody will look at this situation and say that it was wrong.
This is my favorite part of the show, as I've said 1,000 times, or the Q&As, beginning with A. Asadi. Lisa ZM7YQ says, Chronix the Real, Ellen Wickstead, 1992. When I was at the CIA, yes, that happens frequently. The public deserves to know the identities. He's dead, isn't he? And Kissinger whispered back, don't tell anybody. They pull their guns. You're putting it through the x-ray. I'm like, great.
Like, okay. And then we all went back to work.
We're so happy that we've had now more than 36,000 subscribers, 50,000, 80,000 subscribers. We're pushing up against 100,000 subscribers. We have crossed that magic line of 100,000 subscribers. We've only been able to do it because of you. It's because of you. Not for any other reason, it's for you.
There's not an end to my story yet. There's not a neat arc. And obviously, the way I would want the story to end is that I get a presidential pardon. That would really put a cherry on top of things.
This is Deep Focus. I'm John Kiriakou. We'll see you next time.